Welcome to Apocalypse, Mr. Mannheim.
Who are you?
Your new lord and master. You may call me Darkseid.
Hola, Bemmers. Hoy vamos a ver a Metamorfo el Hombre Elemento. Estás escuchando Darkseid's Couch. Soy Mike.
Soy James. Soy James.
I'm Shay.
Shay dropped the ball.
I love it.
I know. I practice that all day.
God damn, Mike. Bravo.
Dude. And you're going to see this through for the entirety of the episode, right?
No,
the duration of the episode.
It's all my Spanish.
Can't even fucking speak English right, and I'm trying mm-hmm. to push Spanish on other people. Mm-hmm. That's me. That was a criticism of me and my lackluster English. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, that was the most effort we had. Mm-hmm. Probably wrap it up now.
All right.
You guys want to do the wheel?
He's on my part.
Like and subscribe and...
Yeah, okay. Well, that took me off guard, but that's good. I like that. I was pleased. I was happy. It's Darkseid's Couch. It's a show where we look at comic books and we tell you about them. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Just relax. It's fine.
Yeah, stop freaking out about
it. It's not that big of a deal. It's just a show. I realize that I think maybe some people, they might stumble on the show and the thumbnails or whatever might make it seem like it's about comic books, and it is, but then they listen to the first like 5 minutes, they're like, what the fuck? This isn't about comic books at all. And so I wonder if maybe it's, you got to guide people gently back in and let them know like, no, there is going to be comic book stuff eventually. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe they don't like comic books. I don't know. Seems like, statistically speaking, most people don't like comic books. Yeah.
Whenever I try to push the show on people, they tell me they don't like comic books and they don't like podcasts.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, one of those things we can duck.
And I'm like, yeah, but I'm on it. That's usually my response.
We can definitely downplay the comic book part. That's fine. Get that down to like a lean 5 minutes at the end of the show.
Hey, we won't have to read anymore.
God, I'm so sick of reading. There's so many words. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it never stops with the words.
That's why we like them comic book pictures.
Them comic books, yeah.
Yeah, break up the words a little bit.
Yeah, break up the words. People writing novels, break it up with some pictures in there.
I got my novels read to me by a dog.
Okay, what that is.
What's the story, Wishbone?
Oh, yeah, Wishbone. That's right. Wishbone read story. Yeah, that's right.
Fucking nerd who reads a nerd dog that reads books.
Oh, Wishbone was great.
No, I upped the nerd. I read the novelization of a Wishbone episode, which was about a novel, which I believe was the Iliad.
Uh-huh. Shay, are you doing a craft while you're recording this podcast?
Yes, so that I don't play around with other shit.
Oh, my God. All right. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll allow it.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't do... I mean, I'm also doing other things while we're doing this podcast.
Jesus Christ, guys! focus!
It's a cross stitch. I'm building.
An hour and a half every 2 weeks.
I know. I'm always doing that, though.
You guys and your ADHD, man.
I know. It's a superpower. You just have to utilize it.
You should try autism, hyperfocus.
Mm-hmm. I need a little bit just to kind of even out the ADD, though.
Maybe if we put all of our DNA in a bin and kind of mm-hmm. swirled it together, we'd all get the perfect recipe of attention.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the world mm-hmm. can't handle that perfection.
Not much, yeah. All right.
Also, none of us can carry a child anymore, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't even tried.
That's like true.
Shay's always bragging about it.
I love bragging about it.
She's like, I use science
to take away a biological inconvenience.
To
push back against God.
I yeeted my tubes.
Yeeted?
Ooh. Yeah, I yeeted them.
Mm-hmm. Yeet.
Oh, man, this is the right time for me to hit that fucking sound, and I don't have it anymore. The I just got this instead.
China.
This was good. I'm glad we changed it.
All right. We're gonna
but now that I'm editing, I can just replace it with something.
Why would you? It's so funny.
I'm gonna put it in so many times that the show will not function if you take it out. Oh, it's just not gonna be the same thing anymore.
He's so unhinged now. He is fucking unhinged.
Are we talking about James or Trump?
I'm talking about Donald Trump.
Oh,
did you see the Bible? Did you see the Bible he's selling?
Yeah, Yeah, he's selling Bibles now, dude.
You're starting to sound like him, James.
Dude, China.
Oh, well, we're all going to have to. Shay, have you seen the Bible he's selling?
Dude. Yes, the God dude. Bless America Bible.
God Bless America Bible with the lyrics to Lee Greenwood's, what is it? Is it God Bless the USA, his song?
I don't know.
Proud to be an American?
Is that... Proud to be an American, yeah. The lyrics to that are in the Bible now.
I mean, like, he'll start going off, and he'll, like, kind of trail off and then forget what he was talking about and then just, like, be gone. And he'll be giving these massive, like, speeches.
Mm-hmm.
It's if he loses this time, like,
there's no choice.
And he must know that this is it, because, like, he's not gonna be able to stand up in 4 years, so this is his last shot. And if he loses this, it's gonna be chaos.
Dude, both guys running for president. Like, they're old men who are having cognitive issues.
Yeah, they're having cognitive
issues. Any other job, they'd be forced to retire.
Right.
And instead, we're like, you want to keep going?
Well, I tell you something. I tell you, one person who actually got to continue working past that age is the artist for this book.
Oh.
Oh, really?
And we'll get into that momentarily, because it's actually, I did not realize who was on art on this book, and it's actually pretty notable.
I like the art in this book.
The art in the book is pretty goddamn good. I think you'll be pleased with some of the information that's going to come up. But before we get into talking about Metamorpho the Elephant Man, as I kept calling him last time.
Yeah.
I thought it was a funny joke then. I still think it's a funny joke now. I stand by it.
When I was translating the opening into Spanish, I almost said the Spanish word for elephant and see if anyone would notice. But saying elemento was so much fun out loud.
Elemento. Yeah. I did a lot of Duolingo Spanish for years, and I picked up a good chunk, but I should have been way better than I was.
Oh, yeah, you should have did this.
No, that's the thing is, given the amount of time, it's embarrassing the amount of time that I spent learning Spanish and how relatively little of it I really truly absorbed. Like, I get enough of it. The main thing I want to do is when I hear people speaking Spanish, I just want to be able to understand enough to know that they're not talking about me. That's the main thing, and that's what I can... Not enough or too much.
Anytime you hear a language that's not English, they're talking about you.
I do worry about that.
Yeah, you should, because they are.
Because it does seem like that's the code. It's to, you know, like, let's talk about this.
I ask people who speak other languages, and I ask, are you talking shit about the person who doesn't speak the language you speak? He goes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't blame him. Okay, speaking of talking shit, before we get into everything, a few episodes ago in our I Dream of Genie episode, we checked in with Hulk Hogan and his mountain of lies.
Oh, no.
The mountain is not big enough.
It's
a Hulk of lies. It's a Hulk of lies. No. I don't.
Snaps for you.
Listen, you may be a little disappointed, but we are going to follow up on the Hogan report.
I just want to know what happened. What really happened?
Well, we're working on it. I'm not going to say we got to the bottom of it. We're working on it. It's the Hogan report. Listen to the end of this. Listen closely.
Mercy.
He says, Shay, he says, Mercy from Tokyo.
That was, that should be my alarm.
God.
Mercy.
That would get you up.
Wouldn't that make you hate your life, though, after like a week of like 6 a.m. Wake-up calls?
When I was late elementary school, I guess, early middle school or something, I had an alarm clock that was a Winnie the Pooh alarm clock. It was actually a Tigger alarm clock.
Pooh.
And when it went off, it was like a mechanical alarm clock. It would very loudly go, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, are you ready to bounce? Bounce, 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 bounce,
oh,
bounce,
that's
bounce, 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 bounce.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. And it would not stop until you got up and hit that button.
I think that's led to a lot of your anxiety as an adult.
No, being born led to my anxiety.
Existential dread.
So, essentially, and you can go back and listen to our I Dream of Genie episode to really get caught up, but just the basics is, in January, Hulk Hogan, wrestler and famous truth teller, he claimed that he and a buddy of his pulled a 17-year-old girl out of an overturned car on a Miami highway, although the story's full of holes.
Because he's the real American hero.
Well, sure. Yeah, the lamestream media doesn't care, so I've been investigating it and kind of coming up a little dry. Last time I tried to get a copy of the accident report, but I was foiled because they wanted to communicate via email, and I'd given them an email that was maybe a little more creative than quote-unquote real. you know? So I had to go back and try again. And so I made another email that, you know, maybe it's a real name. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it says on the email or what the email was made out to. It's an existing email account that I created and put in some information. And I requested the accident report again. And pretty soon thereafter, shockingly soon thereafter, I got the following email back from, the city of Tampa. I don't know why it says city of Tampa when it happened in Miami, but okay.
That's suspicious.
Yeah, a little suspicious. I will put this up, but I'll redact some of the information, but it basically reiterates what I requested. And then it says, the city of Tampa Public Records Center has reviewed its files and has determined there are no responsive documents to your request.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
There's an investigation.
Well, I don't know if there's an investigation, but there's certainly documents about what happened.
I think there's a conspiracy here to cover this up. I think they didn't expect anyone to go looking.
Mm-hmm. Well, and clearly the police are running scared. They're running scared at this point, you know? Mm-hmm.
They're obviously owned by, like, Vince McMahon.
Yep. No.
Come on.
I mean, the pieces are coming together. The pieces are slowly but surely the pieces are coming together. So I will say, if anybody else wants to bombard them politely, no threats, because these police officers, they're scared too. All right.
So what you're saying is that we should ask our listeners to protest in front of Hulk Hogan's house.
You can protest in front of Hulk Hogan's house. You can write to
get off my lawn, brother.
Miami Police Department, and try to figure out, get some sort of records on this. See what you can find. Don't threaten anybody. They're already scared because, as far as I can tell, Boss Hogan, as I'm sure they're calling him, he's running Miami. He's running Tampa.
I bet he's bringing he's drawing a lot of water in Tampa.
And he really is.
And they're doing all this because they want Hulk Hogan to bring in even more money to Tampa.
Well, or they're scared of him. He's the scourge of Miami.
What if they had like a budgeting issue and he figured out a way to buy Tampa and now Hogan is secretly the owner and the police are just doing what he says?
I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think the media is under his thumb. I think the police are running scared. And I'll tell you another thing, I think the churches are under his control too.
Yeah, that church, I think for sure, like, that
you
he
think
invested.
Jesus is in on this?
Yep.
Yep, Jesus needed a little kickback. Well, there's a second part to this. I actually saw Hogan just recently. He was on ringsidenews.com, and I watched an interview. It was some sort of interview with some sort of Christian YouTuber where they were talking about this. And Hulk's version of the story, it's not turning into contradictions from what he said previously, but it's getting more and more heroic because now he's claiming that they were like the first people that showed up. They saw it happen and the car was still rocking when they walked up to it, which doesn't make any sense because how long does a car rock after it rolls over?
I don't know.
He could be telling the truth, but he's claiming, like, you know, they couldn't even see into it because the airbags had covered the entire interior. It's not necessarily contradicting.
Oh,
but
the airbags he popped with his Hulk Hogan branded Christian knife.
With his Indian Rocks Baptist Church
he owns that
pen.
Church.
Well, and that's the other thing I was looking into, is does he own the church? And I couldn't find anything that officially tied him to ownership of Indian Rocks, but I did look it up.
Could just be a church he's in.
It is he's definitely, that's where he was baptized. But I did some research into this.
It's a shoot, brother.
And I got myself a Ben Verified account so that I could look up a particular person. I believe the registered owner of Christian Rocks Baptist Church, Indian Rocks Baptist Church, by the way, actually, is a man named Timothy Ferguson. So I went looking for Timothy Ferguson and got a Ben Verified account because you can actually see any sort of arrest records or anything. So I decided to see what kind of skeletons that Timothy Ferguson is hiding in his past. And look at this. Turns out that in 2004, Mr. Ferguson paid a parking meter and then didn't pay when his time expired. Look at this guy.
Really? They now, have
and
that?
Then he just paid a little fine. Some heroic meter maid showed up and he just paid a little fine to make the whole thing go away.
Wait, this is like at records of people's criminal history that you can just look
yes,
up?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, dude.
If you get a Ben Verified account,
welcome
yes.
to the world.
Yep.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it's out there. It's out there. And so this guy, we don't know what he was doing. Maybe he was at a cat house cheating on his wife. We don't know.
Like, what if you're trying to, like, change your life and, like, employers are just looking up your criminal history?
That's what a background check is.
Yeah, it is a background check. There might be some ways to expunge certain things. I don't know. But as a general rule, you know, you can get access to these things. You got to pay for it.
I don't know.
You can get access to these things.
It's like punishing people forever.
Well, maybe we all just need to understand that we all need to be punished a little bit forever. But especially Mr.
That's
Ferguson.
Hell, James. You're describing hell.
Yes. Yes. We're kind of in hell.
What if that's
what
happened?
Kind of a hell on earth.
What if something happened and like we're all in hell, every single one of us.
Yeah, we've done a few episodes that felt that way.
This is fun. Let's talk about a man that changes into stuff.
Well, we're still in another segment, Shay. Technically, we're basically in another podcast at this point.
Well, anyway, what happened next?
Not much.
Since this guy didn't commit any crimes at all.
So we don't know for a fact that like he didn't block an ambulance. Maybe an ambulance was trying to get into that parking spot, and he just figured, oh, I'll just pay a fine later. Someone could have died. We don't know, and that's the point. Rich and powerful.
Somebody's spinning yarns.
I'm starting to give Hulk Hogan the benefit of the doubt now.
I'm thinking he got to Mr. Ferguson, and he's driving Indian Rocks Baptist Church as part of his entire scheme. His whole wrestling career may have just been a scheme in his relentless pursuit of overtaking the state of Florida.
Florida is pretty great.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Florida's the best.
I like Florida.
Where in Florida do you
like? I like Florida in general.
I like visiting Florida. I like the weather and I like the orange juice. And then I realize, oh yeah, everything else.
No, Florida's great.
All right. These aren't exactly the results I was hoping to find, but you know, we're making progress. We're digging. And I'll just say, when they find my body, it wasn't suicide. That's all.
I hope Hulk Hogan runs for mayor of Tampa.
Or Miami, I think. I'm a little concerned about this whole Miami-Tampa thing.
Hulk Hogan seems like more of a Tampa guy.
Is he? Well, yeah, Miami's a little younger, isn't it? Skews a little younger.
Hulk Hogan hangs out in Tampa.
Tampa is probably where all the people that used to hang out in Miami go. And they put on their white pants and their wicker furniture.
And where are the villages?
That's going to be me. I want to do that. I want wicker furniture and white pants.
Yeah. I guess that's it. I'll keep an eye out for this because it's only a matter of time until Hulk says something crazy, that it was a wall of flame that he had to battle through and all this kind of stuff. So we're going to keep an eye on it.
What if because he became a Christian, like he was being humble before and now he's starting to tell the truth? What if it was some crazy thing?
That he's now he's humbled?
No, because he became like a Christian, he was told to be humble, right? So when he first started telling the story, he downplayed everything.
Okay. He was baptized before this accident, before the car flip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So the fact that his story is becoming slightly more heroic as time goes on, and this is
like,
all happened post baptism. Oh, so he's just becoming increasingly honest.
Because like at first he wanted to downplay, but he's just like, lying's a sin.
Lying is a sin. That is true.
And he's just telling the truth. I bet all the things he says are true now.
Yeah, he's notoriously
I'm a Hulk
honest.
Hogan apologist.
You really are. Like
you're
a Hulk
truther.
Yeah.
We really went on a roller coaster ride here. So yeah, if anybody wants to try and get that accident report, because there's an accident report. Feel free, reach out, be cool about it. Don't be weird. Don't make anyone
uncomfortable. Send us the photos of Hulk Hogan lifting the car over his head.
Yeah, I had AI generate some. I could not get, I'm sure like Midjourney could do it, but I wasn't paying for it. The free AI I was using could not get Hulk Hogan to actually pick up the car. I could get him standing on the car, leaning against the car, this or that. I could not get him actually like picking up a car.
I mean, that's pretty easy to make though. You can just make that image.
Yeah,
you don't have to
have
AI do it.
Well, if I have to make, when I make images, I get really meticulous about it. It takes me all day. So I can't just slap a head on it. So, you know, anyway, I'll continue keeping an eye on it. And I don't know, man, keep an eye on Hogan. Keep an eye out for the guy. Boss Hogan. That's it. That's all I got for the Hogan report. You want
Hogan.
That on soundboard, Shay? Just him saying, itchy
no.
bow.
Yes.
Do you rather this?
China.
Both. Both. Layer them over each
Keep
other.
Them all. All right. Moving on.
What kind of question is that?
Also, why did you go ahead when you got that sound effect and made fucked up layered ones at the same time?
Because what are you talking about? They sound exactly the same every time.
China.
Your ears might be going nuts. Your ears have lost their mind.
Mm-hmm. That's called, what is that called? Gaslighting?
Yep.
It's called gas lamping. It is always called gas lamping. Otherwise, you're crazy.
There are four lights.
All right. Yeah.
You don't get that.
I don't.
People watch Star Trek got that joke. They're going, they all went, ha!
I don't watch enough Star Trek. I should watch more. Here's the deal. What we're looking at today is Metamorpho Issue 4 from 1966. It's a book called The Awesome Escapades of the Abominable Playboy, written by Bob Haney, art by Ramona Fredon and Charles Paris. The reason I say this is noteworthy is, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I've actually, Ramona Fredon's been in the news quite a bit this year. Number one, because in January she announced she was retiring at the age of 97, maybe?
Holy shit.
Yeah. And number two, she passed away in February. Well, in fairness, she lived to like, I've got it written down here. Let me check on this here. Yeah, she was born right here in Chicago, good old Chicago, in 1926. One of the first women in the comic book industry back when it was a boys' club and not the shining beacon of equity we see nowadays. Mm-hmm. So, she announced that she was not going to work anymore in January, passed away a month later. She made it to 97, though. That's pretty good.
Well,
97.
She couldn't afford to retire. Maybe that was the problem.
Maybe not. Well, she stopped for a while in the 70s or late 60s because she had a daughter and everything. Really? You got to make money. Pretty meaningful life, pretty good life. She and Bob Haney, the writer here, actually co-created Metamorpho. I did not know that the two of them had actually co-created.
I love Metamorpho. He's got a great face.
He's really cool. Bob Haney, for me, will always be the guy who gave Bruce Wayne a mentally unstable brother he had to take care of.
Yeah.
So that's always the main thing I think about when I think of Bob Haney. But Ramona Fredon, really cool artwork. It's cartoony, but not that cartoony. It's definitely a character that worked for them. If I have one criticism, it's that I think they kind of didn't realize what Metamorpho could do. I don't think they realized his potential a lot of times because he more or less, they keep treating him kind of like he's Plastic Man or Mr. Fantastic, just like a stretchy shape-shifting guy, but he's...
Yeah, he stretches into things, but then he just makes sure to tell you that of what it's made out of so it fits his theme.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like they had the idea and they understood that he's made of different elements that he can control, but then they kind of didn't know enough about science to really implement that.
That's probably what happened.
I mean, I don't know.
He could like turn himself into sodium pentothal and absorb himself into somebody's bloodstream to interrogate him or something like that. But
he doesn't know how it goes together. Maybe it's like a recipe. He has to keep straight in his head.
I'd be learning that shit if I were Metamorpho the Element Man.
Sounds like all he's worried about is Poontang.
He is. He is simping. More like Beta Morpho, if you ask me. He's simping. He's simping pretty hard in this book.
Yeah, everybody is, though.
Yeah, it's hard not to. But my point is that he keeps... A lot of what he does is just kind of shape-shifting, but then he'll say what element... He'll just make his hand into a big mitt, but he'll mention that it's like a lead mitt. And it's like, I'm utilizing the full extent of my powers. Like, yeah, but you just made a big hand. That's all you did.
So he should turn himself into Anthrax and just kill everybody.
He could do a lot of these things. He could magnetize himself and pull the people over based on the iron in their blood. Like, he could do all kinds of stuff. And he mostly just shapeshifts.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. But I do like the character. He does have a great face. He has, like, a noseless face where he's just got the two little slits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's the main strike I would have against this book. But... I did enjoy it. I had a good time with it. Metamorpho is a dude we probably need to explain because I don't think people have seen him before too much. Hopefully in a year that'll change because he is being played by Anthony Carrigan in the new Superman movie.
He was great in Barry.
He was great. He was great. He was good as Mr. Zazz in Gotham. He's a really good actor. We haven't seen him yet on the set, but by the time this episode drops, we may have because they've been filming for like a month, so they most likely filmed a bunch of stuff with him already. So, but yeah, he's a dude who got in an accident. He was exposed to an artifact that turned his body into ever morphing chemicals, elements, which I guess all of our bodies are.
No way.
Except that he can control his, and he looks like a freak all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude, Simon Stagg, who hired him to find that artifact, found out that he was dating his daughter and was so disgusted by this that he actually set in motion the plot to turn Metamorpho, well, actually try to kill him, but it ended up just turning him into a freak. So
there's a lot of,
a little bit of Niles Calder and Doom Patrol there.
But now they're all buddies and they go on wacky adventures.
Yeah, because he doesn't know that the guy who hired him also tried to get him killed and turn him into a freak.
Oh, really? No one told
him? You mean
him?
Daddykins?
Daddykins.
Yeah, Daddykins.
Yeah, I guess let's get into this thing here. Mm-hmm. The cover is It's not that bad. It's not that offensive.
So there's Simon Stagg, and I guess he has a caveman butler
named Java.
Named Java, and they're
Java or Hava.
Oh, I thought it was. I assumed it was Java, but I could be wrong. Maybe it is pronounced Hava.
So they're lined up against this wall, and behind him, in written in blood, it says "Viva el Metamorfo." It doesn't need the L. Like, you don't need that. It should just be Viva Metamorfo.
Well, maybe they think that. Well, in fairness, it turned out that there were many Metamorphae. Like, he was not the only one. So.
Oh, yeah. One wanted to die so bad in the Sandman comics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did that happen? I don't remember.
There
that.
Was like a lady Metamorpho, mm-hmm. and she just hated being a Metamorpho so much, she begged death to kill her.
Well, in the mainstream continuity, at one point, she got released from her powers. I know that happened, but I don't know. I don't know what happened, if anything, since then. But yeah, they're at a firing squad. They've got a what looks to be a Mexican firing squad. They're going to kill them.
Yeah, the official outfit of the Mexican firing squad is sombreros.
A sombrero and a like a
every single stereotype that you could hit is hit in this comic book.
Yeah, they look like gauchos. Yeah,
everyone in Mexico wears a sombrero every single day.
But honestly, that's kind of about as bad as it gets. It
national,
doesn't really get
the
worse than
hat.
They could have sombrero actually is just Spanish for hat, by the way.
Yeah.
So in Mexico, they would just call every hat a sombrero.
Every hat is a sombrero. That'd be the new Darkseid's couch shirt.
Yeah, they put a little sombrero on.
Every hat is
on
a
Darkseid.
Sombrero.
Yeah, somebody wants to whip that up for us.
I can do that. I know I will. I'm going to put the sombrero on Darkseid's
I'm
couch.
I'm trying to engage people here.
I want to make that. I want to be the first to make that.
All right,
boys, you're both pretty.
Everybody else make something else, I guess. Mike called dibs on Darkseid wearing a sombrero.
I'll give him a normal size sombrero, and then everyone send me Darkseid wearing a variety of different sized sombreros.
Oh, I was going to say different hats. He could be wearing a toque or a chef's hat. He could be wearing all kinds of fun
things. You know
things.
What? Yeah, okay, since sombrero means hat.
Because any, it would say, you know, they would apply to any hat that he happened to be wearing.
So, yeah, but Metamorpho on the cover here is turning into Nickelodeon slime, and he uses that to absorb the bullets.
Yep, and he's getting in the way, and that's on the cover. It's a very kind of complicated cover to look at, honestly. Mm-hmm. It set you back 12 cents back in 1966.
Yep.
Do we need to cover this?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's an ad telling you to get a library card, and this little smug shit is showing off his library card. See, this is why nerds shouldn't be in charge of anything.
Nope. He reminded me of like Mads Mikkelsen or Mixon or however you pronounce that guy's name that played Hannibal Lecter in the TV show.
Oh, yeah. Mads Lad. Okay.
That child looks like he's going to eat you.
Yeah. Mm. He's so excited. He's got I got this library card.
He
I
looks
can borrow
like
anything.
He is pretending to have emotions.
Yes, he has a little Dennis Reynolds in him.
Look at him. He's just like, this is how I'm supposed to look when I feel excited or whatever.
Yeah, I've done that. I've tried that. I've practiced some looks in the mirror, make sure I got it right.
Definitely, you got to have a work personality.
Yeah.
Where it's not really you.
It's not. It really isn't.
You're going like, yep. Like,
yep,
I'm
this
listening
is me.
And caring. I am professional.
And then eventually you feel like, dude, do I even have a soul?
Nope.
Because if I'm this person, then am I ever really myself? What is myself?
Yeah, what is yourself?
Oh, it's so hard.
It's like Total Recall.
It gets really hard. It gets really hard to understand.
Yeah, well, living a lie person. Is, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but I don't know what the truth is. I don't know, like, this person, this isn't the real me.
The truth is there is no truth.
Oh, it's so hard.
There is no you.
For real, though, the library is pretty awesome. A lot of cool shit you can do at the library. It's not just books. You can, like, use their 3D printers and all kinds of stuff.
Yep, to print out guns.
You have to print out a gun. That's the only thing they'll allow you to print out. The library will let you use their 3D printers for free, but you have to swear that you're printing out guns.
Guns only.
It's the weirdest policy.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when you cut funding.
Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Hey, they can print out something dangerous.
Well, eventually they'll print out all the guns they could possibly print out, and then there'll be no more guns.
And keep cutting funding for stuff. Just do it. Cut all the funding.
Yeah. Who cares? We don't need it. Just buy some more tanks. That's all we need. All
right, fuck it. Because clearly that's the end goal, right? Is eventually nothing will be funded. Just do it now.
You know what? I give them some credit. They fix all the infrastructure in Colorado and fix all those lead pipes so kids aren't drinking lead water anymore.
All right, that's good.
Give them some credit for that, like a little bit of credit.
I just learned like New York City can't build anymore despite having a housing crisis because their sewer system is already overtaxed.
Wow.
So they can't build anymore because if they do, the sewers will flood the city.
New York is definitely a city that is just aching to just be destroyed, to be sacked.
Right? Where is like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
I mean, yeah, Chicago is full of tons of lead pipes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying there isn't a lot of work to be done. I'm just saying, you know, could be worse.
I feel like Chicago's doomed as well.
I guess I don't know. I guess I really don't know. I don't know, man.
Maybe I think
love
the country and just Western civilization in general is pretty doomed.
I don't know, man. I see good and bad, and I guess it depends on... Because the cynicism hasn't gotten us anywhere. Thinking everything it's not done anything. Like, it's protected
not supposed
me.
To. You're being cynical.
Well, that's... like, it protected me as a kid to be cynical and hate everything. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. This got me to adulthood, but it didn't make me happy. No. So maybe I need to look at things differently.
I don't know. Yeah, but just be happy despite it all.
No, and I'm not saying just be. I'm saying there's all. Yeah, you got 8 billion people in this world. They're not all doing evil
Mr.
shit.
Mr. James, pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
No, he's right.
What the fuck did that have to do with anything?
James, I agree with you. I agree.
Yeah,
it's quit your crying and go to work.
There's
sure.
a lot of. Oh, I hate when you agree with me. I hate that so much. I need that clip from Always Sunny when Dennis Reynolds speaking up tells Frank, "Don't agree with me. I hate when you're on my side."
So here, like Metamorpho, the Elephant Man. Yeah. Here he's a Plastic Man like Matador.
This is just a splash telling us what's coming up. And he becomes a Matador, and he's just kind of stretching himself around. Seems like he could use his powers to stop this bull another way, but...
Here we see... he could turn into some kind of knockout gas and just like go inside his nostrils and his lungs.
Yeah, or he could ask the Badger to help out. Badger, that guy knows exactly how to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, horned animals. Here we see our lineup. We got Rex Mason, El Metamorfo Magnifico. And below him is Simon Stagg, El Genius Fantastico. Oh, they're positive about him.
True, yeah.
All right. And here we see Sapphire Stagg, La Chic Terrifico.
Nice.
Java El Bonehead Stupendo? Stupendo.
Stupendo. Yeah,
Cha-Cha Chavez, El Villano Fabuloso.
Well, he says, so Java is El Bonehead Stupendo, which I believe means stupendous. Do you think they were trying to say El Stupido?
Yeah, that's why I got thrown off. I'm like, does that say stupendo? That can't be right.
Well, you could also say he's a stupendous bonehead, as in he's very, very boneheaded. True. So they may have that's caught true. Themselves accidentally on this. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We don't
but
know.
Yeah.
It's like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it's just, look, you lie enough and eventually some of those things are going to turn out to be true.
Yeah, we don't know.
Who knows? So we open up at the Stag Mansion.
Yeah, who has masked goons guarding the mansion.
They do look like Cobra Commander soldiers.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know
he
why.
Afford not one, but two Cobra Commanders. Can you imagine? The expense.
Well, they're very expensive, especially at this time.
You know, imagine you go to Cobra Commander, like, I want to hire you to be my personal house security. He's like, what? I'm not doing that. And he gives him the money. He's like, all right, I'm also going to need you to hire another guy.
I just need you to make a couple extra masks. Like, nobody's going to know it's not the real you.
Wait, is that Cobra Commander's voice?
Yes, this is how Cobra Commander talks.
Well,
because
he turned out to be a snake man. He turned out to be a snake Cobra man.
I had a dark fantasy where I would create a terrorist group and then set off a nuclear weapon in the Middle East and then go on TV dressed as Cobra Commander and say Cobra. Hey, you have Cobra from the cartoon take credit for it and then disband and then just disappear into the ether and let the world just mull over that.
Okay. That's kind of like a Max Headroom.
That's what I was
that
thinking
signal.
Too.
It's called culture jamming. If anybody wants to go on a deep dive and look up culture jamming, you could find instances of like that. Inside Stag Mansion, we see that Sapphire Stag, who is a babe, no points off there. She is telling Metamorpho, I want to get married to you. I love you more than ever. And Metamorpho is saying, well, no, we can't get married until I fix the way I look because I'm a freak.
And she just says over and over and over again, I like how you look.
Yeah, she says, I don't care. It's totally fine. I mean...
first of all, he's still built.
He still looks great.
Dude, if you're Bill, if you're tall and Bill, it doesn't really matter how ugly you are.
Huh. That's an interesting proposition. I think you might be right.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of, like, all those NBA players. Like, not all of them are...
Well, they're also rich, so that's, you know...
Well, so's Metamorpho.
No, her dad is rich. He doesn't have shit.
Oh, and he pisses her dad off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Are you kidding me?
That might be the main reason she likes him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but he just won't go for it.
And he's a superhero. What is his problem?
I don't know. It is odd.
He's vain, is what's going on.
I think he just doesn't want their wedding pictures to look ugly in the wedding pictures.
You're looking this way forever, bro. Like, all your pictures are going to be that way.
Metamorpho is of the belief that Simon Stagg is working on a cure. Oh. He's really not.
Why would he want one?
Well, I don't want to look like a freak.
Dude, he looks awesome.
I don't think he looks awesome. He's got four different tones to his body. Five, if you count his skull.
I think you and I differ here. Like, I will definitely take a disfigurement if it meant I could be some kick-ass, super-powered dude.
I guess there is a point of, like, how does this ruin his day-to-day life? And I'm not sure that it does, other than
being ugly.
Does his
dick still work? Does he still have one?
I don't know. He wears little briefs. It's hard to tell.
I mean, she's clinging to him, so clearly he's got something.
Yeah, dude, she looks great. But anyway, so he rejects her and says, you know, idiot. We're going to have to wait. He is kind of being an idiot here.
There is like that. Here we see Bonehead just listening in and jacking off.
So Java is listening because in all of this, poor sweet Java, this big dunce, he wants to also get with Sapphire. But he has nothing to offer. He has nothing to offer.
I don't know. He's like he's a beast.
He's literally dragging his knuckles in this panel.
Yeah, so, like, he's Quasimodo. Deal?
What's his deal? He's Simon's assistant.
I know, but he like mentions that he's a caveman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he does mention being like 500,000 years old. Yeah, I don't know. I imagine that he literally is a caveman that Simon Stagg abducted from some previous adventure.
Oh, he's a Chad. Why is he hanging around with Simon Stagg? Go be a UFC fighter, caveman.
Dude, Simon Stagg apparently knows how to talk.
Look how long his arms are.
And because he's in love with what's-her-face.
You really make her love him when he's the world heavyweight boxing champion.
Yes, that's true. Simon Stagg knows how to talk, and he's convinced Metamorpho to do his bidding, and he's convinced Java to hang out. Like, he's... I don't know.
This is a wacky bug.
So Metamorpho is sort of caught between being a simp and just being a what's the opposite of a simp? No, he's not being a Chad at all. He's got no Chad.
I mean,
Chad
he is a Chad, though.
Yeah, he's kind of stuck between simp and Chad, isn't he?
Like, look at all the shits she starts just to get him to do what she wants.
She's gonna start a ridiculous plot shortly. So Metamorpho goes to Simon Stagg and says, hey, how's that cure going? I'm kind of sick of like running errands for you and I kind of want to bang your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, just don't worry about it. I'm getting around to it.
He's still banging her. He's banging her in all new Metamorpho ways.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know if he has a penis, but he can do anything with the rest
of
his body.
I'm just saying he may not be coming up with these ideas, but she is.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to know what's going to work for her.
Look at her. She's in that room right now thinking about it. I'm going to have him turn into this and then go in my pussy.
Good God.
I don't think women think like that. At least not that bluntly. I think there's a little more elegance to it. All right. Kind of derailed everything there. So Sapphire's alone in her room, and she's playing with a toy. She's got this little weird toy of like a man, like an alpine man with a stick, and then a little jester guy, and the jester guy kicks the alpine man. Mm-hmm. I really don't understand why, but this will become important later.
Mm-hmm. Because
it's a German thing.
They just think guys get kicked in the ass is funny.
I mean, they're not wrong. You know?
I guess they're notoriously not humorous.
So I've heard that, but I've also heard that they're so dry and blunt that you just don't get it when they are being humorous. But
I mean,
the language
is harsh.
The language is very harsh. Patton Oswalt, our favorite comedian, Dark Side Couch official comedian, he has a bit about like being in Germany and trying to make jokes, and the Germans just did not understand it. And every time he would make a joke about something, they would go, "Oh no, actually," and they would explain in factual detail why his joke was wrong.
Oh my God! What? God, keep me away from fucking Germany, dude.
Yeah. they're proud people. They're hardworking, industrious, intelligent.
Everybody
people.
Is. Every people is proud and hardworking and industrious. All of them are.
There's definitely some lazy people.
Oh,
in
yeah,
this
which
world.
Ones?
Let me think about that for a second. 'Cause I know who can I pick on? Nobody, maybe somebody in Scandinavia. Maybe no, a very specific. Scandinavians are pretty cool too. Every nation is great.
I guess they're having a huge housing crisis over there too, though.
Oh, that's too bad. That's the place to go. Finland is the place to go if you want corruption.
Got, like, a month of darkness. Like, I'm good.
They had, so Finland apparently, I don't know if this is still true, but it probably is. It was true for many years. They have like the least corrupt government in the world and the highest rate of like overall happiness for their citizens.
I bet their corrupt government made that.
Yeah, they just made it actually the most corrupt government.
Yeah, I bet that sounds like propaganda.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
If China wrote that, you would be like, listen to this propaganda.
Or like the police investigated themselves and didn't find anything wrong.
Yeah, they internal the investigation.
The police do love to investigate themselves. It's pretty cool.
Dude.
All right, so Sapphire decides she's going to put into play something called Operation Jealous Lover. And this is the point where they both become assholes.
Here we see Simon Stagg keeps a pet snake that he uses to strangle his caveman randomly.
Right, he's got a giant snake, and that's not a euphemism. And so this python goes ahead and strangles Java, and it's going to kill him, and I guess Simon doesn't care. Yeah,
python whatever. Strangles Java.
Oh, that's a coding joke. That's a joke that's not going to make any sense soon, because don't bother learning code now. It's not important anymore.
That is not true. That is not
true. I did an AI conference recently, and the dude was very explicit. Like, if you're a kid nowadays, do not learn code. There is not going to be anything for you to do in 20 years.
No, someone needs to know. You can't. You need to check AI's code.
You need to
code.
Check it. You need to check it, but that's not going to be a lucrative job. It's going to exist because somebody needs to check it, but nobody's going
to
pay you.
All that needs to be checked. You cannot leave that up to AI to just do it. You have to check it.
But if it was a well-paying job, then they wouldn't even bother with AI. It would just have the person do it. The fact that AI is going to do it means it's going to save a lot of money, which means that less money is going to that coder.
Oh, yeah, they are going to do that. They'll do whatever it takes to save money. I'm just saying, like, that's going to cause a lot of issues when, like, AI breaks something and no one knows how to fix it.
Yeah, right. That's true. And you're going to need to have somebody overlooking that, but it is not going to be a lucrative...
This is how you get that movie. You know that movie everyone likes to quote when society gets a little worse?
Oh, Idiocracy.
The Matrix?
Idiocracy.
Oh.
If things are too easy, both physically and mentally, like, mm-hmm. that's how you're going to get a really bad civilization.
I don't think it's going to make it that easy. I think people just need to adjust the way they think of things. Why are you defending coding, obsolete coding jobs?
No, yeah, you definitely continue to learn to code.
Don't learn to code.
Everything.
Get a, what's going to be more important is understanding how to work with AI. Get a Midjourney subscription and learn Midjourney and learn those things instead. That's what need to do.
Who's going to program the AI?
It's machine learning. It's like
you
don't program
forever and ever and ever. No,
well,
dude.
Yeah, but it's not going to be an industry of people. It's going to be a few people doing what used to take thousands of people.
You know what you need to do is sewer maintenance, because New York City is going to
I was
going to
say, just
that
learn to trade.
Yeah.
Just fuck you know what this I was thinking and about? Learn to trade.
I was thinking about, like, we all think we know what the sewers look like from TV shows and cartoons and stuff, but I'm like, I realized if I were actually to remove a manhole cover or a grate, I don't know what it looks like under
there. It's a river of poo.
That's what I'm like. Is it really just that river of poo down the middle?
Yeah, that's what a sewer system is.
I mean,
that's
why
the turtles are gross.
I know it fundamentally is that, but I'm saying, like, immediately, like, right in the street, is there just a river of poo right underneath?
Yeah, it's like Ghostbusters too.
Or do you have to move around a little bit? I don't know.
Bro.
Is there a service tunnel? I don't really know what it looks like. How tall is it? Can I stand up tall?
I mean, these are all Googleable.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a Dirty Jobs episode.
Yeah.
Remember that,
huh?
You guys remember Dirty Jobs?
I remember Mike Rowe, yeah.
That guy.
That guy.
Like a conservative douchebag now, despite being a part of two unions?
I don't think he's a... Because I've watched some of his interviews and everything. I don't think he's a conservative douchebag. I do think he's a little right-leaning, but I don't think he's... I don't think he's a Trumper.
I've only seen, like, the left-wing memes, and they use that guy.
Well, because every side, if you don't adhere to your side 100%, they fucking hate you.
And we all
and
know
I think
the left
that's
can't
all
meme.
That is. Left can't meme, unfortunately. That is true. The left cannot meme.
It's too hard.
It is fucking hard. It's
listen
fucking
to this
hard.
Fucking lefty crybaby. It's too hard.
It's pretty hard when you're wrong about everything. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're like, but when you're a conservative or you're right wing, you can be really mean in your meme, and the left can't be that mean.
And we like to be that cynical. We're that cynical that we respond to that meanness. And
yeah,
so
we do. We grit our teeth a little bit. We're going, yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
That's why the right can meme.
Yeah, dude. That's me listening to Alex Jones just gritting my teeth like, yeah.
Oh, I don't want to agree, but I do. So the next day, Metamorpho goes to Sapphire with some flowers because he wants to apologize. But Operation Jealous Lover is in full effect, and she's hanging out with a dude named Reggie.
Yeah,
instead.
Reggie sucks.
Reggie's a piece of shit. We only see Reggie for two panels and then never again.
It looks like he's smoking a pipe, wearing like a golf hat, and he's got an eye patch.
And he's got a car that doesn't have doors.
No. What is that called? That's a specific type of car that rich guys drove.
I don't know, man. It seems dangerous.
The car without doors, I think it was called.
Good reference.
It went under because they couldn't fit all the words on the emblem in the back of the car. And nobody knew what it was.
It's the car without doors. I don't know what to tell you. It looks like the wheels are kind of falling off.
The wheels are falling off. They got a bag of golf clubs in there. It looks like they're going to play golf.
They got a bag of shit in there. No. He is wearing a golf hat, though, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess they're going golfing on their date. And so she's just trying to make Metamorpho angry.
And he gets so mad, he changes the chemical composition of his flowers so they die.
He kills... Yeah, so he actually uses his power appropriately.
He has the power of life and death.
I guess he kind of does,
since
right?
He's the element man, right?
I think the only thing is he's limited. Like, he can't stretch himself, you know, metaphorically infinitely. He only has so many atoms to work with, I think.
But he can turn himself into a toxic material that kills.
Yes, he can.
So he can emanate some kind of radiation.
I would imagine he could, yeah.
So he can just really be a terrible monster.
And that's one of the things, I don't think they necessarily make the most of it. I don't think he should be a terrible monster, but I think they don't make the most of his abilities.
I would blackmail the whole world.
Yeah, yeah.
But you also just talked about wanting to drop a nuclear bomb and fuck up the whole world just for funsies.
Yeah, just for
trolling.
Yeah,
that's like a dark fantasy I had. And if I could make a habit, would I do it? Who knows?
So forget about Reggie. We're never going to see Reggie again.
Nope.
Reggie
died on his way back to his home planet.
The next day, the whole thing plays out again. But this time, instead of Reggie, Sapphire's got another dude named Cha-Cha Chavez.
You think, so like here, like Cha-Cha Chavez, like he's driving this giant car that has a bull's head on the front of it, and they almost run down Metamorpho.
Yeah.
Which leads me to believe that she told him to do it.
Because Cha-Cha Chavez doesn't know that Metamorpho won't be killed by that.
Right, and he wouldn't normally do that, but he is trying to get this girl, and she's like, hey, try to run down Metamorpho.
Fucking asshole.
That's why she's like, olay!
Yeah, she's having a great time. And this is a little foreshadowing to how the book ends, too, with the with the bullfight thing. But yeah, they pull up.
Hey, guys, you guys something? Mm-hmm. Did you guys hate Sapphire in this book?
Yeah.
I kind of hated her.
She is definitely hateable, but dead ass, though.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's worth it. I'm looking at the, like, Metamorpho and his powers. I would just, like, leave.
Crazy hot scale isn't working here.
Like, he doesn't need to be here.
I think it's one of those situations where, of course, she's going to be fucked up. Her father's a lunatic.
Does he think, like, this is the only girl who will have him? Like, what's his problem?
He may be right about that. Like,
no. No.
I don't know.
Look how tall he is.
That is true. That is a big trump card. I don't know.
China.
China.
So, she's unlikable. She's certainly unlikable. But she doesn't really feel like a full character, so I guess I don't have any strong emotions because she doesn't really feel... She just feels like a plot device.
So, although, like... So, this is the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Now that we know that when Metamorpho feels a certain way, he has the power to kill life.
Yeah, he could.
So he's telling her, like, hey, you can't be with me till I'm normal again. So that's pretty responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also pissed, like, I don't care, I love you, let's get married. So he's in the wrong right there. Like, she's an adult.
There
who's
are no
consenting.
Right people here.
Okay.
Like this, like, he loves her, she loves him, and she's like, I'll marry you, and he's like, I can't, I'm a monster, and she knows damn well her dad ain't working on nothing.
Yeah, she has to be able to put that together. I mean, it's a toxic relationship for sure.
Yeah, more, that's like the toxicity that can literally from Metamorpho in general.
She might already have cancer because of him.
Like, so here, like, she's like laying it on thick, and There's a scene here where it looks like Metamorpho is just like pumping out radiation.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to force hair to grow on his head. He's bald.
I do that.
Yeah, if you just concentrate hard enough, maybe squeeze out a little bit. Yeah.
Yep. They're like, oh, no, you need minoxidil and finasteride. And I'm like, nah, I'm just going to like wish for it really hard.
Like a fucking Play-Doh person?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, like a chia pet, like a chia guy. Yeah,
if do you remember tight- those Play-Doh people?
I yeah. do.
Maybe if you press wear tight enough clothing, it'll just squeeze something out of your head. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, in order to impress Sapphire, Cha-Cha Chavez has a bunch of planes fly overhead, dropping roses and flowers.
Yep.
And apparently they're dropping enough to drown everyone.
Yeah, but they have to escape. And they have to escape. Turns into a ladder.
Because you can't crush flowers.
It's a weird sequence of events. Metamorpho turns into, he makes a point of mentioning that's a magnesium ladder so that you don't feel like he's not making the most out of his abilities. But really, he just turned into a ladder like Plastic Man might.
Yeah, well, you think aluminum would have been.
Yeah, well, I mean,
maybe he can't do aluminum yet.
Magnesium might be lighter. I'm not sure.
I mean, but aluminum's pretty fucking light.
Yeah, well, light. So is magnesium. I don't know, man. I like Metamorpho. I'm trying to explain this.
They use aluminum to make the spacecraft that they made up.
Oh, the fake spaceship that goes into fake space and pretends to land on the moon? Yeah. So they get up on the roof, and Simon Stagg's like, dude, that's pretty awesome. I like that you did that. Not turn into a ladder. I like that Cha-Cha Chavez buried my mansion in flowers. I think that's cool.
A lot of compost.
Yeah, I guess it's biodegradable. So, yeah. So Simon says, you know what? This dude can marry my daughter. That's fine.
He's like, this guy is rich. Unlike you, Metamorpho. Ah, yeah.
Yeah, this man cares about not his daughter. He cares about money.
So as a guy who has dated like super rich ladies, that is 100% true. Like the fathers only want their daughters to marry guys as rich as them.
When you're wealthy, it is definitely protecting your legacy.
No, because they don't want fucking losers in their gene pool. That's what that is. They want winners who can make money to be in the gene pool.
I think it's all part of the rich tapestry of, you know, keeping up appearances.
Like, you're a fucking bum? Forget it.
Don't you
I mean, they
die?
Were right to not like yeah. me, 100%.
Don't you want to die poor? Like, you want to be rich, but you want to die poor.
I want to die losing blood from having my nose crushed from being in a fight.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy to arrange that.
Like that's how men used to die.
Yeah, yeah.
With like the fossil records of like ancient humans, they're all like blunt force trauma.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, men used to just die.
Dude.
That used to be the main thing that men did. They were born fully formed as adults. They were never babies or children.
Yeah, they're not cave babies. They're cavemen. Yeah,
they were cavemen. They were born. Right. They were born full grown, and then they would almost immediately die. And that was maybe what a man was.
Maybe that's why all the men are anxious and sad now. Because, like, we're still alive.
Yeah, we're supposed to die.
Yeah, we didn't die in a pointless fight.
Yeah, you were supposed to die a while ago, dude.
Yeah, right. What are you doing?
What are you doing hanging around?
Who are you? You're like a man over 35, and people are looking at you like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, you shouldn't have been sticking around that long.
That would be like the equivalent of, like, living in your parents' basement.
Yeah, living it all. Yeah, the world is your parents' basement after 35. The fact that you
would be
here
so
at all
fucked
is
up
sad.
If we didn't have these old men in government.
Yeah.
Because they'd be dead.
Yeah. We need to let the women get old, and the men need to die young.
Yes.
That's
the Yes.
That's the
Yes.
Plan. That's my. That's. I'll send that off to RFK Jr. as a political platform.
The official presidential candidate of Darkseid's couch.
Don't fucking say that.
RFK Jr. Yeah.
Spoiler candidate, RFK Jr. He's not that bad.
I was pissing my dad off because, like, my dad's like, that guy's crazy. And I'm like, why? He goes, because his family says so. Like, I mean, like what, his kids? Like, who? Who's his family? And he gets all mad at me because I'm asking him follow-up questions.
Not all of his beliefs are crazy. It's just the ones he does have that are crazy are extra crazy.
Hey, the government killed his uncle and dad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to fuck you up a little bit.
Okay, and he's running despite that.
Yeah, but then, like, every other Kennedy took a picture with Biden fairly recently.
I don't care. That's not an endorsement for them to me.
Speaking of presidents, actually, everybody gets in a helicopter. They get in Cha-Cha Chavez's helicopter. I don't know why Metamorpho is going. Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to get a lot of words out, okay? I don't want the episode to go too long. And they get in. They're heading off on some sort of trip. Metamorpho's coming along. He's pouting. And Cha-Cha Chavez flies up to Mount Rushmore and sees that they've added Sapphire's head to Mount Rushmore.
Right.
And she looks like she's fucking terrified.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they kidnapped her first.
Yeah.
Because this means like this would have had to have been made months or even years in advance.
It looks like Thomas Jefferson has turned her into a chair. Like, I'm just gonna sit right on this bitch.
Yeah, right. It's a sapphire chair.
So Metamorpho's like, well, that's a pretty fucked up right there. Like,
he's like, I don't like that, and he turns into a drill.
Yes,
and writes a mean message.
He's a proud patriot.
He's a fucking tagger.
He's like, yeah. No.
No, he turns into a drill and he carves Metamorpho C, cha-cha, no. And then everybody laughs, finds it funny. But then we get a little caption that actually says he erased it afterwards.
Yeah, he erased it. It's
like a deface on National
Monument. Because he looks at it and he's like, I look like an idiot.
It's pretty fucking.
Someone's just like, simp.
Yeah. So they get on his yacht. Again, I don't know why Metamorpho is coming along for all of this.
Because he is a sucker.
Remember that what used to happen like in high school and the girl you liked is dating somebody else and like invite you to a party?
Uh-huh.
And you just have to sit there and watch her with the boyfriend. You sure do. Oh.
Yeah, she wants to be friends. That's something people need to learn early is like you need to be okay with telling people, I don't want to be friends.
Yeah,
I wanted to date you.
Not good enough for me. That's how cucks are born. That's where cucks come from. Whatever. I don't care what you do. Be a cuck. I don't care.
No, don't. It's sad.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Because on the one hand, I mean, in their way, it's making them happy. So on the one hand,
I want people
to
die by 35 in a pointless fight, so they'll be happy.
I don't know. People do what you want to do, but maybe, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't have a firm position on the cuck thing.
Maybe like at the age of 35, right, if you're still alive, the UFC will now just be 35-year-old guys and they have to fight to the death because they're too old.
What is this fucking Hunger Games shit you're coming up with?
I'm just letting you know what men desire, Shay.
But we've got men in their 70s. We've got men in their 70s still fighting. We've got that.
Right.
So it's not not that strange anymore.
I can't wait to see Mike Tyson kill that guy.
I think when does it happen? It may have already happened.
No, it's happening soon.
Okay. So on the yacht, we see that Cha-Cha Chavez is flirting with Sapphire, and Metamorpho just crosses his arms and stares.
Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Why doesn't he just turn into nerve gas and kill Cha-Cha Chavez?
Well, he suspects something's up, so I guess he feels the need to investigate instead of just murdering.
And now, like, your Java is trying to console him by, like, see, this is how I felt about you.
Yeah, Java's trying to act like they're in the same boat, and Metamorpho's like, dude, no.
I was actually up in that.
Yeah, I got my chance. I fucked it up. You never had a chance. And that's actually the end of the part one of
the book.
That's
the end of the book.
Metamorpho and Java killed themselves.
Yep.
And that was the end. Yep. No, that was the end of part one. It's broken into three parts.
Like, what does like Metamorpho care? Won't he outlive all these people?
He probably will, but I mean, I guess he's hoping that medical science will allow Sapphire to live indefinitely as well.
Yeah, guys, she'll turn into that, and he'll be like, oh, I don't want that now.
Well, again, medical science will hopefully keep her young, keep her vibrant.
He's just like, ah, you look like me.
Maybe he'll use his ability to cryogenically store her most of the day, like 23 hours out of the day, and then just hang out with her for an hour and slow her aging.
So if Stag keeps Metamorpho around because he wants to use his powers, and Stag is responsible for him turning into this, why doesn't he just do the same thing to himself? Then he doesn't need Metamorpho anymore.
Because he doesn't want to turn into a freak. He's not tall enough to get away with looking like Metamorpho.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
He can't be short and ugly.
You cannot.
No. Although he's rich, so he's got the third component. But you need to have at least two.
You know, it's like sometimes like when guys are short, they'll like get all bodybuildery and like tough guy, but they're still just short.
Yeah.
I think people are underestimating the power of the funny little guy.
Well, you got to have one of those things going.
Like, be a funny little guy, because that will work. That'll work way more than
the short guy. Lots of hot women have gotten with funny little men.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin James pulling it in. I don't know.
Like, it's the Gomez Adams kind of deal. Like, if you're a funny little guy, you can, like, pull in some, like, top tier.
Yeah, I don't think Gomez Adams was trying to be funny, though. I think he just turned out that way.
Oh, he was, like, he was a funny... No, but he was a funny little guy. May not necessarily be funny.
Yeah,
he's just a funny little guy.
Quirky. Yeah, but he got the original goth babe.
Dude, he sure did. Oh, good for him. With charm. Wow. And he did it, and he simped, but by looking like unsimpy.
He did like a bit out of it. Yeah.
Like he made it. He like that's how you do that.
Well, because he went beyond simp. That is beyond. Ooh.
Ooh. You have to have a romantic passion. Like, that's the only way to get past simping.
Yeah.
I will fight to the death for you. Like that kind of thing.
Obsession. Yeah. Like
I'm driven mad by your
little unhinged. Yeah, not really the mentally most stable thing to do, but that's all about what you're
that.
Do.
She's like, damn right. I deserve to be worshipped.
Yeah, I want to look down on my man.
Uh-huh. Some women are like that, dude. Funny little guy, dude.
Yeah.
Beat's not getting it.
So this is when things start to get a little more complicated in the plot because someone is launching a torpedo at Cha-Cha's yacht.
Right? Metamorpho turns into just like a barrier?
A paravane, which is, it's a device that boats would tow behind that would like cut the connection to the mines, to landmines, or to, not landmines, I guess, water mines.
He doesn't really need to turn into anything, though.
Cut the connection.
Yeah, there's like I think the mines are like, they're kind of floating. And if something kind of were to cut the wire connecting it, it'll keep them from detonating, something like that.
So can he only turn into objects that already exist, or is he just using that as a template?
Yeah, I think it's a template. I don't think he's that creative, and so he's got to use things that already are out there.
Because he's like, all he needs to do is harden his body by turning into another element and then take any kind of shape he wants.
Well, I would think he would be able to even move the yacht out of the way somehow.
And is he limited to his body mass?
That's the thing, is I would assume yes, but he stretches himself quite a bit.
Well, you can do that. It's just like, you know, it's going to be weaker.
Well, like I said, I think he is limited to the amount of atoms composing his body.
I see.
I think. I could be wrong, but
I think. So how does eating and pooping
I'm assuming work? He doesn't have to do either.
Yeah.
Photosynthesis, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
He just takes in light, you know?
Or I would assume he absorbs the, you know, the chemistry and the elements from things around him.
Yeah. Mm.
It absorbs the elements. I don't know that that's a thing.
Sure it is.
Well, that's what we're doing by eating.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm breaking them down and absorbing their nutrients.
Well, maybe he can do that.
Yeah, maybe he can.
But he's breaking down their atomic structure.
Oh, he's definitely radioactive then. He's definitely killing everyone around him.
Well, he's turning into any element he wants. A lot of elements are radioactive.
Yeah, he's a freak. He's definitely a danger to everyone around him.
Yeah, maybe he needs a Geiger meter.
Maybe he was right. He was right to call off the wedding.
So the torpedo hits him in paravane's state, and he actually explodes, but he manages to keep the yacht from being hit. Mm-hmm. And this causes Metamorpho to... So he's at some point in this explosion, he reverts back to his normal body, but his body has been cut up into multiple pieces.
Right.
Which is... I don't know when that happened, but okay.
But I guess when he got blown up, he just put himself back together best he can, I suppose.
Yep, and they put him in a sombrero. They went down below deck. And,
it looks like he's trying to fold him up into a giant, like, taco.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He'd be delicious. And so Simon Stagg reassembles him. They've got all the tools on the yacht to reassemble him, and he's back to normal, and he's fine. But Metamorpho says, well, I'll take this opportunity to turn into a gas, which is one of the few times he really starts to take advantage of what it means to be an element, man.
Right, wasn't he just staying gas form all the time?
I would be.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
He's a gas as far as I'm concerned. I love this guy.
And he turns into a gas and then sneaks into that girl's room.
He does, because he's a creep.
Yep.
First of all, he sees that there's a bunch of weapons being stored on the ship, and he wonders what that's about.
He's like, hey, he probably just works for the CIA.
And then he figures, well, I'm already here. I might as well go creep on Sapphire's room.
Go jack off on her pillow and then turn the pillow around.
Yes. Classic move.
Classic what Metamorpho. The fuck?
Classic Metamorpho.
That's right, Shay. That's what any man you let in your house, that's what they do immediately.
They do.
Immediately.
Never let a man in your home. They'll jack off on your pillowcases.
I've done it dozens of times at least.
Yeah, they're driven like, it's an instinctual drive, like a bird traveling south.
Yeah, it's like when a cat rubs against something to claim it as ownership.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The cat doesn't know why it's doing it.
Just doing it because it has to do it.
Because it has to.
You're being a bigot to say a guy shouldn't do that.
Right.
Have a problem with that. So Metamorpho sees in Sapphire's room that one of Cha-Cha Chavez's men is playing with that toy that Sapphire was playing with earlier, that weird German toy, and inside found a little piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Don't know what that's about, right?
Before Metamorpho can find out, he hears a ruckus happening on deck, and there is an airplane firing a machine gun at everyone.
Mm-hmm. And so rather than maybe, like, I don't know, he could magnetize himself and pull the plane down reflect it away, he just decides to turn himself into a shield.
What if that's hard to do?
Yeah, he is not creative.
Man, what if it's just too hard?
Yeah, he doesn't really want to do any of this.
I mean, like, I bet, what if it's like the strain is just too much to like make these complicated shapes and taking these complicated elements?
Yeah, well, you got to be a hero, man. Takes a lot. Takes a lot to be a hero.
I can see why he wants to be normal again.
No, you're starting to warm up to him.
I was too hard on him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize like how difficult this could be.
Yeah, well, I mean, he could just let everybody die.
What if he never sleeps? What if he has to like maintain his like corporeal form,
or he'd fall apart?
Mike, yeah. I don't know if you need to smoke more weed or less weed, but there needs something better needs to happen.
It's like I get some of that good. So Metamorpho saves everybody, and Cha-Cha was hiding under a boat, and you know, they kind of make a joke about the fact that he wasn't a very protective guy. But Sapphire pretends like she doesn't care because she's just trying to make Metamorpho jealous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But now she likes Java because he took a bullet for her.
Psych.
Well, he didn't take a bullet. Oh, wait, no, Java. You mean Java. Yeah, Java did take a bullet.
Java took a bullet, and she's like, thank you so much. And then she goes back to her guy.
Yeah, she helps dress the wound, and then she's fucking out of there. Yep.
Yep. She got her fucking bits on from the Simps or whatever, OnlyFans money.
A little dopamine fix, yeah. So then they arrive at Cha-Cha's estate, and he's got a sprawling estate in Mexico, right?
He's like, I got this money by giving cocaine to the CIA to sell.
Yes, yes, by working with George Bush.
Have you heard of this guy, George Bush?
This guy is going places, I tell you. Well, it's actually, we find out that Cha-Cha is friends with the apparently corrupt leader of Mexico.
Oh, he's the richest guy in Mexico. Also, like, good buddies with...
Good buddies with the president, yeah.
Good buddies with the corrupt president. Yeah. What a shock.
So Cha-Cha is throwing a party, and in the course of the party, a bunch of rebels break in and start saying, down with El Lupo, who I guess
they all have
the president.
Horses.
They got horses. Yeah, I don't know how they got all these horses in.
Yeah,
but,
right? That's expensive.
That's really expensive. You'd think somebody would hear them coming a long time ago, but, you know.
Yeah, they burst inside. With their horses, like they go through the door. Was
they
there like a barn?
Are they in a barn
or something?
They needed some of those Cobra Commander guards. They didn't have any.
They didn't have those guys. Didn't pay them enough. It left them at home.
Yep. So the whole thing's going crazy here. Sapphire, yeah, she does refer to her dad as Daddy Kins, which is fucked up at any age.
That's what I call my dad.
Oh, that would piss him off so much.
Dude.
I hope you do, because I know how angry he would be.
He wouldn't be angry. My dad's kind of old now. He's not really angry all that much. When I was younger, yeah, I called him. That wouldn't fly. Like, I can't really fuck with my dad now. I do now, because now he's like a 70-year-old man who can't fight back.
Yeah.
So now
yeah.
I fuck with him quite a bit, but like, I'm not doing that.
If you would have called him Daddykins, he would have forced you to go get in a fight.
I don't know what he would do.
He would have actually burned your teddy bear.
Yeah. He would have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's gone.
Yeah, you're that's too gone. Soft. You don't deserve that any softness.
So the rebels abduct Java and Simon, and Metamorpho and Sapphire stick around to figure out what's going on. And it turns out, that Cha-Cha is friends with, they don't call him president. They just say the leader, the great leader of Mexico, El Lupo.
You know, she was in real danger and she ran for comfort to Metamorpho while her fiance is hiding under a table.
Yeah, well, because as it's Sapphire actually still loves Metamorpho this whole time.
Where's your self-respect, Cha-Cha Chavez?
Well, he's got money and he's handsome, so he doesn't care.
I don't like that.
And powerful presidential connections.
He's made a commitment to this woman to marry her and protect her, and he's hiding under a goddamn table.
So Metamorpho decides he's going to side with these rebels. You know, it's interesting. They never actually mention what El Lupo did that was so terrible. They just, I guess Metamorpho just inherently doesn't like.
He's got bad policies.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mostly about tort reform that he has an issue with.
So they're going to execute Simon and Java. Who are they supposed to be the villains of the book? Because they're also part of the Scooby gang.
Simon and Java?
Yeah, they're also part of Metamorpho's little Scooby gang. Yeah.
Well, the rebels are assuming that since they were hanging out with Cha-Cha, that they're friends of Cha-Cha and El Lupo. And so, you know, they got to die. And Simon is actually saying, no, we don't like Cha-Cha at all. And I'm rich, by the way.
Dude, right before Java is about to be shot, he says, "Goodbye, Sapphire. My love, too bad you never saw I was the best man.
I was the best man."
Jesus
Christ.
What
a loser. What a loser.
Dude. So what is up with this Sapphire? What's she bringing?
I mean, we know what she's bringing. She's bringing a rich father and dad ass.
Dude, she's going to be a fucking
Yeah, I think Chavez doesn't actually have money, and this is a...
Oh, this is a work.
Oh, it's work. I think he's a cartel guy, it seems like.
He could be a cartel guy, or maybe he's got all his... it's just real estate scams. He doesn't actually have any money, but the real estate scams make it look like he's rich.
Man, the only way to make money is by scamming people.
That's the easiest way, for sure.
Dude, that sucks.
So Metamorpho shows up, and he actually saves Simon and Java, and he
well,
talks with
well,
the rebels.
Well, hold on, James. Are you just going to leave this opportunity for us to start hawking Darkseid's couch Bibles?
Oh, we've got...
This
yeah. Are they ready?
Time.
Are they ready? Are the printers ready? I hadn't looked at the copies yet. Yeah, it's got the Constitution in there.
Dude, what a fucking uncreative idea
and it's
to
got,
raise money.
Well, what we've added is that we've got the script to Aquaman 2. We added in there. That's the dark side of the couch. So, you know, it's got everything you need, all the best documents.
Aquaman 2 is so good.
It's kind of mediocre, but okay.
It's so good. What a cool movie.
But I like that it's our favorite movie. As a podcast, I like that it's our favorite movie.
I mean, it's great. Yeah. What did people want?
It
delivered
wrote.
On everything that it should have.
I mean, Black Man is cool, you know.
Everything about that was awesome.
But yeah, those Bibles are fucking hilarious. That is great. What a crazy grip.
The Darkseid's Couch Bible will include the Book of Enoch.
Yes, yeah. It might be the only part of the Bible we have room for.
Why? Because that's the only one that actually happened.
We're going to put so much other shit in there. That's all it. Enoch
Which
is all
one
we
is
got.
That?
Book it's of aliens. Enoch is about Noah's grandfather who gets abducted by fucking space aliens.
It's the official.
It's not even one of those
endorsed.
Like, what are they trying to say? And like, it's not one of those like, where it's all metaphor and shit. No. Fucking Enoch describes the inside of a goddamn spaceship.
It's just a badass story. They thought that the Bible was getting a little boring.
And it was written thousands of years ago.
It's like, we need a little spice in the middle of
this. And then
when
they were putting the Bible together, the Vatican, they were like, well, we can't include the thing about the aliens.
aliens aren't real.
Everyone just look into the Book of Enoch. I'm not kidding.
No, we've mentioned the Book of Enoch many times.
I'm not kidding around. It's about a goddamn... It had like the... You know, in these sci-fi stories where it's like they have to have plants inside the spaceship to create their oxygen. Fucking Enoch describes that.
Well, I mean, it's only 2,000 years old. It's not that old of a book, you know, all things considered. It's pretty recent. So anyway, Metamorpho meets up with the rebels, saves Simon and Java, and they get on the same page. It turns out that the rebels were the one attacking Java all this time. Because of his connection with El Lupo. Mm-hmm. So Metamorpho's like, okay, I get it. We're all on the same page here. We have to kill Cha-Cha Chavez and El Lupo.
Metamorpho always looks like he needs a glass of water.
He's very parched. He has no lips.
Maybe he can't eat or drink.
Look at this. Oh, right.
His life is hell.
Well, I mean, H2O, like he's made of water.
Yeah, but he can't just drink himself.
Oh, I guess
like,
he
it's
could.
Not going to...
He'd be like sucking himself off.
Yeah.
Which he can do.
He would be very useful for Aquaman, though. If Aquaman ever needed like an emergency bit of
water. All right. He nicknamed him Thermos.
Yeah. hang out with old Thermos McGee over here.
You know, that means he'd have to wait for Aquaman to pee it out so he can recollect it into his body to get what he lost.
I need that back. And Aquaman intentionally won't empty his bladder just to fuck with him. I just don't have to pee. I don't know what it is, man. I just don't have to.
He will have to get that back.
You can't just keep it.
No, because then he's missing pieces of himself now.
He's going to have a hard time holding together.
I need that pee.
What a fucking douchebag move.
Shay, you'd be a great Metamorpho.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
I can hold my pee forever? I don't want to get stuck with this just because I'm super cool.
You'd be Lady Metamorpho.
Jesus. All right, that's the best joke.
All right, yep.
Wrap
best
up.
Joke metal. So anyway, yeah, they all got on horseback and they decide to ride over and they go to the hacienda of Cha-Cha Chavez, which I thought they were already at, but I guess that's his estate and not his hacienda.
I don't know. Metamorpho turns into gas and leaves.
He turns into Just like, honestly, that's the appropriate response at this point. It's like, dude, I'm fucking done with this.
He's like, I'm not a man. He's just like, what if he has a realization? He goes, I'm not a man. And it just turns into steam and leaves.
Yeah, I'm part of the earth. I'm going to hang out with Swamp Thing.
He's like, oh.
None of this matters at all.
He's riding a horse. They're charging a helicopter that's firing a machine gun at him. And he's having a realization about his life. He goes, this lady's fucking with me and Stag is using me. I'm riding a horse in a gunfire. I could just turn into steam. And
yeah, I could just
disappear.
Be a part of this planet, this wonderful planet.
He just
planet.
Goes into the atmosphere and becomes one with it. That's way better.
Yeah,
that's like you're a god at that point.
I guess.
You've mixed
but again,
yourself with the gases of the atmosphere of the Earth, that electromagnetic like field.
I think in order to be a god, you have to execute a large amount of power over other beings, and he doesn't really have that.
And he would need a book sold by Trump about him.
Yes. The Book of Metamorpho. Yeah,
the
we got that in there.
Book of Metamorpho? Fuck yeah. It's going to be in the Dark Side's Couch Bible.
Yeah, what a good Bible.
And our Bible is the Book of Enoch and Trump speeches.
And a lot of pictures. We're going to break up that book, all those words, too many words. We're going to throw in some pictures.
I got that.
Yeah.
I love we'll what back. You did.
Tying it all together.
That was subtle.
Especially,
I like that.
Especially pictures in the Trump speeches. I definitely want to break up those Trump speeches with helpful
illustrations. All the ones where his fingers like pointed up in the air and his mouth open and his head cocked.
All his weird rants.
Yeah. That's what the frozen image looks like. He's going, yeah.
China.
Yeah. That guy was the president for 4 years.
And then he staged an insurrection, and
oh,
we didn't even tell
on.
Him
they
he
just
can't
broke
be president
in
again.
And took a shit on some desks. I'm tired of people saying, we almost lost our democracy. Bro, the democracy doesn't live in that building.
They said that they brought a guillotine, and they said they were going to hang Mike Pence.
They didn't do nothing. They left on their own. They just left.
Eventually, after they killed somebody.
They were just really enthusiastic.
If it was that big of a deal, the National Guard would have dragged every single one of them out. And they didn't. They let it just happen.
Wasn't everyone pressuring Trump to call in the National Guard and he was refusing to do it?
The governor calls in the National... Oh, right. There's no governor of D.C.
Yeah, D.C. doesn't have a governor, dude.
They were trying to get the National Guard in and they couldn't do it.
The governor of D.C., I think, is the president.
The very least, you would think after that happens, at the very least, we would say, you know what? You just can't be president again. That's the mildest punishment we could possibly give.
Well, there's no legal reason, though. There was no legal reason to deny him the ability to run for president.
Well, his...
You can't just say you can't.
Well, his language on that day seemed to be calling for an insurrection.
I think that was all a psyop. The CIA does that shit in other countries, and they're like, oh, they'll never do that here.
That's the end of part two of our book. Nope, that wasn't an awkward cut. I just moved things along. Then we get into part three, the final part here, and we see what happened is... So this actually, I think, works pretty well, is because Metamorpho turned himself into hydrogen and floated up towards the helicopter with Cha-Cha. And Cha-Cha, apparently the only one who knows anything about how elements work here, takes a lighter and says, I'll just light you on fire. You're hydrogen.
So here we'll see, like, Metamorpho is in a gaseous state, and Cha-Cha Chavez... Just thinking on his feet, really. Like, he didn't panic that Metamorpho didn't, like, get in his lungs.
No, he could have fucked up. No, instead, he exploded Metamorpho.
Mm-hmm. He died right there.
You know what? Apparently, that won't kill him. So, apparently, nothing can kill this
guy.
No,
nothing kills him. He turns himself into gas.
So, he reconstitutes himself and goes, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
That was dumb. I should have just, like, knocked the helicopter out of the sky.
You know, if he turned himself into natural gas... He would have just had to go inside the helicopter and they all would have gone to sleep.
Yeah, there's a lot of things he could have done. And instead he chose to...
What do you call natural gas? I just know it's called that. Heat and gas. What is that made out of?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't need to know. I'm not some science nerd. I don't work at ComEd. That's right. Everyone works at ComEd as a nerd.
No, because it's like... You know,
people's
it's
gas.
Yeah. It was like he's like, gas. Yeah.
So anyway, I don't work for any of the utilities.
I don't work.
Yeah. And I really kind of don't, it feels like. So anyway, Metamorpho reconstitutes himself. They put a sombrero on his head, and they go, all right, well, now we're really going to fuck him up. Now we're really going to cause
a
scene.
Because he was in a gas station, he got blown up, and he was like trying to pull himself together, and he does. He goes, quick, put a hat on me so I know I'm solid.
Oh, no, I feel like a person. Yeah, they give him a poncho and a sombrero.
He's like, oh, God.
And they go to Capital City. They're going to storm the Capitol. They bring their guillotine. Mm-hmm. Metamorpho turns into a guillotine.
Mm-hmm. And you're they down the street.
No, he doesn't.
For Mike Pence.
That's.
But it's a phosphorus guillotine.
That's not what. That's
they
not.
Let
what
you
happened.
Know what kind of a guillotine it is before they kill you.
Yeah.
Does this story seem possible?
Mm-hmm. So
I love Metamorpho's eyes.
Well, he's got no eyelids.
Look at him, dude. He's what a freak.
This is terrible for him. So they see that people are already tagging Viva Metamorpho on the walls and everything, but they see a flyer that's been posted that says, attention, rebel dogs, any revolt, and we will use Von Glockenspiel's revenge to destroy the arena, signed El Lupo and Cha-Cha Chavez. So he's very tight with Cha-Cha Chavez at this point.
And they actually signed their names.
They hand signed.
Legible. But like, back then, people still knew cursive.
Yep. People still cared.
Mm-hmm. Unlike now. And TikTokers, so they said, those sons of bitches, they stole my cursive.
And so they say, all right, well, Heinrich von Glockenspiel, he was an ancient chemist and clockmaker, and supposedly he had some sort of formula for a powerful explosive, and he hid in one of his gadgets, but nobody knows about it. And Metamorpho puts this together, goes, oh, that's what they found in that toy that Sapphire has. That's why Cha-Cha is hanging out with Sapphire. She's got the recipe for Glockenspiel's revenge.
You know, if she didn't like him before, when she finds out, she'll actually start to like him.
That he's got this formula?
No, that the only reason he was with her was to get this formula. Now she realizes that her worth isn't as high as it.
Oh, so now he doesn't like her, so suddenly she likes him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, terrible.
Yep.
This is high school all over again.
Look at all the shit she's done. You're trying to tell me that's not how her brain works?
I mean, she's a damaged person.
Her father's Simon Stagg.
Simon Stagg. Stagg Industries.
Like, who kills guys who fuck his kid.
Yeah, he'll expose you to an ancient artifact that'll turn you into a freak.
Yeah, dude.
Rather than just, like, tell you can't date his daughter.
Yeah, he could have just said no.
He could have just said, like, I'm rich and powerful and this is never going to happen.
He did a good job, though. Mill wasn't Metamorpho like a scientist.
He was like an explorer, kind of architect, adventurer. Yeah.
He
probably saw a lot of cool shit traveling the world. So they go to the Coliseum. They're going to go to a bullfight, right?
Yeah, and here the president of Mexico has a Mad Max-style shoulder pad on his jacket.
Yeah, he's got the whole shoulder pad. He's got his sash.
It's like a piece of football armor he sewed onto his, put it onto his military coat. He's just like, put the football. He just saw the movie, and he's like, I want a football pad on one arm my jackets.
This isn't the real El Lupo. This is just his, what do you call it, distraction, his doppelganger.
The stand-in.
Stand-in. The real El Lupo ain't going to this shit. Especially because it turns out that they have the explosive here, and they're basically planning to blow up the rebels if they cause a scene. The president's not going to be around for that.
No. So they're going to blow up the rebels and everyone at the bullfight and the bull and themselves?
This plan doesn't make a lot of sense because they're like, we've hidden the explosive somewhere here, and where they've hidden it, it could go off at any moment and kill all of them.
And they hid it on the tip of a bull's horn.
Yeah, that won't touch anything accidentally.
Yeah, isn't that the whole point is for that to touch stuff?
It's insane. This is an insane plot. And Cha-Cha Chavez immediately goes, oh, wait, we could die. We should probably leave.
And Metamorpho is just thinking about the time he turned into gas and got blown up. He's like staring off.
You mean like 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still traumatized.
He's been through so much. His life is so hard.
He's just like, what am I?
Well, he jumps. Well, right now he's a matador.
Because he doesn't have a physical brain.
Yeah, he doesn't.
So what is he?
I mean, I guess he holds his elements together to shape a brain, but
it's like, am I a soul?
Yeah.
Like searches his body. Oh my goodness.
Well, right now he's a matador. He dressed up like a matador. Unnecessary, by the way, for what they're about to do. He doesn't have to look like a matador, but he's
got so many questions about existence now, and then he finds a Trump Bible.
Also, where'd he get the outfit?
He made it out of his body with the elements.
Yeah, he could just turn himself into LeMay.
What if, well, that's like, they just put it on him.
If that's the case, then he's choosing to walk around in those little bikini briefs all day.
I would. Yeah, right. Why isn't he wearing more clothes to cover up his mud leg?
I assume because it's going to transform, and where does the fucking pant leg go?
Dude, look at that. He's got a shit leg.
Yeah, it's pretty. So, yeah, the texture of Metamorpho is strange. He seems to be melting in multiple places.
Because he's got one leg made of ice. He's got another leg made out of mud.
Made of ice?
Yeah, this is ice leg.
I think it's clear what element is what. Because one of them's purple.
Maybe we could find out. Let's look up what parts of what of Metamorpho's body is what element.
Which part is an animal, which part is a vegetable, and which part is a mineral?
Yeah.
Ooh, the orb of Ra.
Yeah, Ra. Yeah, so actually what was happening was Ra was creating soldiers for his upcoming battle against whoever Ra hates. No. And that's what Metamorpho is
supposed
to be.
Whoever he hates now, right?
Yeah. Oh, we'll get back to that another time. I'm sure we'll resume that. So anyway, Metamorpho starts trying to get the trigger off of the bull, and he turns himself. So he mentions that, oh, you know, he turns his legs to springs, but he mentions that they're copper spring legs, and he kind of turns himself into a calcium arc to, like, move out of the way of the bull. But, like, he didn't have to turn into specific elements to do this. They're just tossing out names of elements to keep the theme going.
I mean, what are you supposed to do in this situation? Like, I mean, really what you do is you turn into a gas, yeah, and knock the
bull
out.
Put the bull to sleep, yeah, knock the bull out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe he's like, just scared because he sees a lot of lighters in the audience.
I'd turn it, or turn into like an iron cage and keep him from moving for a moment and then remove the fucking trigger.
Well, then the bull is going to, like, rake his horns against the cage.
Can a bull in a confined space break through, like, iron bars?
No, but it's going to try. It's going to, in its fit of rage.
That's the least painful thing that Metamorpho has experienced today.
I know, but I'm saying, like, it'll hit the trigger.
Yeah, it might. And cause the explosion. Act quickly. Cha-Cha, for whatever reason, decides to blind Metamorpho with a tiny mirror, and it works.
Yep.
And actually, I don't know how, but it does.
Yeah, how does his eyes work if he can turn into steam? Because you need, like, to reflect the light, you know, into your
lens. Has to be reflected. Yeah, that's also why the invisible woman in Fantastic Four doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like, how does she see?
She wouldn't be able to see anything. Well, I'm referring more to the fact that he's got a tiny little pocket mirror that's in a giant coliseum, and he somehow managed to blind Metamorpho with it, but okay.
You think his leg stinks?
I think probably all of his body stinks.
Maybe he just stinks.
Smells terrible.
He might just stink.
Most superheroes smell bad.
So here he turns into gas again, which is what he should be doing this entire time to avoid getting. And he, like, uses part of his body to make a blood rag.
So this is the grossest part. This kind of made me uncomfortable. He turns his hands into a bromine cape. But the way it just looks like he turned his hands into a silly putty rag. It's really kind of gross, especially because when he jumped in originally, he had an actual red rag.
Right.
He wanted to be all Cronenberg.
It got pulled away. Yes. They acknowledge that.
That's okay, who should direct a Metamorpho Cronenberg movie is Cronenberg.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Let's get it going. I do feel like, I really like, if you want to read more Metamorpho, Jeff Lemire's The Terrifics. It's a pastiche of the Fantastic Four using DC characters. So it's Mr. Terrific and Plastic Man and Metamorpho and Phantom Girl. And I really like it. And I think that James Gunn is trying to set up The Terrifics because half that team is in the DCU movie. So I say, yeah, get Cronenberg to direct that Terrifics movie.
I hope they get it out before Disney's Fantastic Four.
Well, that's coming out. That's supposedly coming out 2 weeks after Superman.
No, it's not. Unlikely.
I honestly don't think it should. Yeah, because they haven't even started filming that motherfucker. No. Apparently, they're going to start filming Fantastic Four in August to have it out in July.
No, they're not filming anything.
Well, they're going to film it. It's just a question of if they're rushing it. I think they might be. I don't know.
They will now that James Gunn's like, I'm just going to make my version of it. It's going to be exactly the same. Yeah,
fuck it. Well, what's fun about the Terrifics, so the Fantastic Four is an actual family, but the Terrifics were exposed to the dark multiverse, and they're elementally bound together. They can't be more than a mile or so away from each other or they'll die. So they have to, like, they're forced to kind of be a family, even though they're not a family. It's a very fun book.
It's like a normal family.
Yeah, where I'm here for reasons I don't quite understand and I don't like.
But you can't get further than a mile away from any of them.
I mean, when you're a kid, you don't have any money.
Yeah, you're just stuck there. I can't get a mile away.
You do got to be about a mile near your folks.
From my shitty family, yeah.
Oh, my family's not shitty.
Finally, then Metamorpho, he turns his hand into, what does he say? He says it's a magnesium wire lasso. Could just be a rope, but okay.
He just severs the bull's head.
That's just not what happened. But he grabs the bull. He manages to pull out the detonator. Cha-Cha goes, "You motherfucker, you fucked everything up." And he takes out a pistol and starts shooting randomly. Yeah. He grabs Sapphire, gorilla, like Godzilla, just grabbing her and running away while he's shooting aimlessly.
Uh-huh. But unlike Godzilla, he's not practicing his layups.
He is not. I said Godzilla, didn't I? I meant King Kong. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
I'm so confused.
And then Java jumps in to try and impress Sapphire, but immediately gets hit by the bull's remaining horn and goes right up his butthole.
Right up his butthole.
This is why you don't want to be a matador.
Dude, that poor caveman.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's lived 500,000 years. He's fine.
No, he hasn't. He's probably frozen or something.
Yeah, he's probably frozen.
Are we to believe that he's been alive for 1,000,000 years?
I don't know. I don't know the backstory of Java, honestly.
Hopefully they put Java in the Superman movie.
Yeah, I hope he shows up.
I hope he's 90% of the movie.
Played by, who's a pudgy guy?
Henry Cavill.
Henry, get him back.
Henry Cavill can play, he can be in a Superman movie again.
Sure, I'd love that. I'm sure that's not a downgrade in his mind at all.
Not at all.
Didn't he make The Witcher?
Yes.
I don't think that guy should be complaining about downgrades.
Didn't he leave The Witcher because he thought it was shit?
Dude, that show was shit.
I don't know. I don't care. TV shows made out of video games. I mean,
it was a you know what it was? It was a not fun Xena.
Oh, okay. I love Lucy Lawless. Love that lady.
Like, imagine that show if you took away all the tongue-in-cheek fun and a little humor and a little kitschy, like... Mm-hmm. Having a good time. You just left with that cheesy garbage.
Right. Well, I like that she shits on Kevin Sorbo all the time.
Yeah.
She owns his ass.
What if it's a work, though? What if, like, it's what they're both doing it just for fun? He's like, I'm going to pretend to be conservative online. You can roast me.
I guess. I mean, I don't have any evidence to support that, but I guess it's a possibility.
I would ruin my reputation for something trivial.
Yeah. When you sure, this is going to destroy my career when I desperately need some
what
money
else
coming
was he going to do? What was he doing?
That's kind of the problem. Is he
Lucy Lawless can still do stuff?
Yes, she can.
Kevin Sorbo ain't doing nothing.
No, he ain't. All right. Speaking of doing stuff, Metamorpho turns his hand into like a gelatin glue
snot.
Gun.
Snot made out of
he snots him?
Mercury.
So Cha-Cha gets stuck in the snot. Metamorpho punches him in the face.
Killing him instantly.
And Sapphire apologizes, and Metamorpho goes, well, you know, I'm a simp, so I'm fine with that. Java's got a horn up his butt. Mm-hmm. And the rebels have captured both Cha-Cha and the president.
Do you think the bull is just the smell of Java's ass was just too much for him, and that's why he's just sitting there stationary?
Java don't know about wiping.
Like Java's like laying there going, oh, shucks, and that bull is just like, whoa.
Java must smell terrible. Java probably smells as bad as Metamorpho.
Right, with that shit leg.
What a bunch of gross. No wonder Simon doesn't want his daughter around.
I guess
around
he's got like
people.
A shit upper body, half upper body, too.
Yeah. Gross dude. But that's how the book ends.
Viva Metamorpho.
I don't know. What do we think of this?
I liked it.
All right. Shay, what did you think of this thing?
This was a comic book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't. Love it. It was fun. But
you
I like
wanted
Metamorpho
to do a Metamorpho
a
book for a while, and now you got it.
Yeah, it just wasn't this one. But he's in The Outsiders. He might show up on the Batman.
I like this because I like the idea that the bad guys are also part of the fun little gang.
Yeah, it's a fun arrangement. I don't know. I enjoyed it. I wish they could have used his skills more competently, but it was still fun. I'll say 3 out of 5 mariachi trumpets. They're made out of brass, which is an alloy of copper and zinc.
I love Mexico.
How do you make an alloy?
Oh, by melting down metals until they're red hot and then pounding them together.
Hmm.
That is I love trumpets. Like steel. Steel is an alloy.
I love trumpets. I love Mexico.
Mexico's great.
Everything is great. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Mexico, but I'm sure it's wonderful.
I used to vacation there.
Yeah. Hanging out with rich rich ladies.
Just me being broke, going to Mexico City because it's cheap.
Yeah, that's a big... now it's probably more expensive than living in the U.S.
So. There's no escape.
Yeah, there's no
from
getting
away. From the poverty.
I think it's time to look at what we're doing next episode.
All right. What are we doing?
We got this.
Are we supposed to do anything?
No. We've got one more episode before our Batman episode. So
oh,
this is
wow.
the last. Yeah, this is the last chance for your vote is vital for a little bit. So if it doesn't come up this time, we've got Reagan's vital. Raiders, all kinds of good stuff on the wheel. I'm really hoping for one of these issues of Young Blood. We've still never done a book that starts with a Y.
Yeah.
Still never done it.
So, really? We did Z.
Nope. We did Z. We still have not done a Y. So we got Young Love on there. Three different issues of Young Love.
What don't you guys want?
I don't know. I don't really want like an Avengers book or necessarily a Superman book,
even though Dark Hawk.
I don't want Teen Titans.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want Teen Titans. I don't know, man. We've got some good requests on there too, though. Animal Land 71, Giant Size Man Thing. Might see that. Yeah. So, lots of good options. Let's turn on a little spinning music to see what we're going to be looking at next time. From Atomic God, it's Thrice, a song called Dead Wake.
Wow, that did a good job describing what having racing thoughts feels like.
Oh, wow. That's actually kind of a compliment.
Yeah. Like, they captured that pretty well.
I don't know Thrice. This is kind of the extent of my exposure to them. I thought they were like an emo band. Is that what this is?
I don't know. Sounds like a butt rock band from the thousands.
Shay, what do you think of Thrice?
I don't know them much. I know the name.
Yeah, this sounds like
what would play on like Q Rock.
Yeah, this sounds like they would tour with Hawthorne Heights.
So it's more of a Deuce. Thrice, Deuce.
I mean, Thrice is an early 2000s band name.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're great.
Oh, for
I'm
sure. Sure.
Like, no one's going to be called Thrice now. Remember, for a while, everyone's band name was like a sentence.
Yeah, and You Shall Know Us by the Trail of the Dead.
Yeah. A lot of sentences.
That's probably the only one I remember.
But now that's gone. Now they're back to normal.
Yeah, well, we can definitely spin to it. So let's see what's coming up next time as we hit that quiet bridge. Holding my breath, as always. Oh! Okay. Came very close to Your Vote is Vital, but it's Weird Tales of the Future Issue 2. Was this a request? What is this?
I don't know.
Let's look at the list and see Weird Tales of the Future. Let me do a little... Control F. Weird Tales of the Future from 1952. City of the Caveman. Sounds like insert rival city here. Okay, this seems like it came from Mike.
I don't know. That could have been your joke too.
It could have been. Weird Tales of the Future. Why do we have this?
What the hell is this?
It's an old it's an old weird public domain comic from the 50s, and we've got like the creature from the Black Lagoon knocking over cities.
Uh-huh. And the creature of the Black Lagoon can't melt steel beams, bro.
You can't. So she's just knocking them down instead. We've got the military that came in. I don't know, man. They're putting down their insurrection pretty well.
Yeah, right?
They called in the National Guard.
Maybe they think the creature of the Black Lagoon is just going to wander around for a bit, take a shit on a desk, and then go home.
Maybe he'll leave. Maybe he'll take his guillotine and he'll just leave. Okay, this is a surprise, but I like a surprise. I think this is going to be fun.
You know, that insurrection is a lot like how the government deals with like every problem. It's like, if we ignore it, maybe they'll just go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either,
yeah, if we can't bomb it into oblivion and profit off of it.
It didn't do anything.
Jesus. All right, well, that's happening next time. Weird Tales of the Future. Number whatever the fuck I said it was. Number two.
Oh, my God. Whenever it's on this website, you know it's going to be funky. When you go to the public domain website, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Comic Book Plus is a free public domain website for all these weird old comics. And you can find some crazy shit out there. So
the best Halloween ones we've ever had came from Comic Book Plus.
Yeah, if you want to see some weird old public ones, like that's, oh, boy.
Shout out to Comic Book Plus. Look at us, huh?
Comic Book Plus, these guys are great. No, I love that someone's archiving all this weird shit that nobody wants to keep in print. Like, everybody's like, dude, let's just forget this ever happened. And there are a few public domain sites are like, no, I'm gonna keep that top of mind.
We should advertise on this website.
Yeah, we should. Well, I don't. Well, it says advertise here for a dollar a day. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we should advertise on this website.
Somebody make us a graphic that fits in a banner.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Someone please make us a banner for like an ad for this website, and for a dollar a day, we could advertise on Comic Book Plus.
I'm sure it gets a heavy amount of traffic, but honestly, maybe that is the place to advertise.
Yeah,
for
where else would we advertise?
Fucking idiots. I'm trying to advertise on Facebook.
A dollar a day's worth it, bro. I'll go halvesies.
Yeah, we'll figure this out. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Send us a banner. Send us all kinds of things. Send us whatever you want. Send us a. If you make us a spinning song, I will play that entire motherfucker.
Right?
Normally, we only play a clip, but if you send us a 3-minute song you made about spinning wheels, we will play that entire thing.
Uh-huh, we will.
Yeah, just send us stuff. We like stuff. Keeps us going. I think that's it, though. I'm looking forward to this. Mm-hmm, anybody got it? Oh, Shay, I almost fucked it up, but then I didn't.
Ah, you caught it!
I caught myself! Oh, hey, good for me. Nice a little celebration job. For me. Shay, can you give us some plugs, please?
Yeah, listen to more episodes using any podcast app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. And find even more episodes and information at darksidescouch.com. And then follow Dark Sides Couch on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, Discord, YouTube, all at Dark Sides Couch. And keep up with our episodes and our videos. And mm-hmm. Send us kisses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know if you don't. We can tell.
Yeah, we do.
The analytics are very invasive. I know what you're doing instead. Okay, I think that's it. Anybody got any final thoughts? And then we get out of here.
I will metamorpho you later.
You can't retake that one. You got to retake the intro. You don't get to retake the shitty outro. Shay.
Nope, I got nothing after that, honestly.
I crashed it.
All right.
The ending is 404.
That's all for now, Kosher Crusaders. We'll talk to you next time on the couch.
On the next Arrested Development.
Sapphire, we shouldn't be doing this here. Your father is Simon Stagg, one of the wealthiest men in Gotham. You're his only daughter, and I
don't care what the world sees. I know the man you are inside. That's who I love. Don't worry about Daddy. He's gonna love you.
But he really didn't.